Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Ha This is Tawanda with A Living Single in Your City. And I just want to shout out to everyone that's listening to us, that's living single in your city. Just raise your glasses up, regardless of what you got in it, and salute yourself, because guess what? You made it another day. All right, all right, all right. So tonight we're talking about raising awareness in the LGBT community, and we're talking about bullying. So definitely we're going to get started in just a couple of seconds. But before we do, I want to acknowledge the team that's on the line that showed up to show out. All right, all right, all right. We're going out to the state of Georgia to 404. If you're on the line, state your name. I already shout your state out. So also tell us your mood and how you're doing tonight.
All right. Well, this is Nicole, and I'm calling from Georgia. And I am in a fabulous mood.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you so much, Miss Fabulous. All right, 267, talk to us. 267. All right, all right, all right. We're going over to 203. Talk to us.
Hey, everyone. This is Hafe. I'm from Connecticut. I am doing fine, and I am feeling mellow.
Oh, feeling mellow. Now, are you feeling mellow because you've had some help, like some liquid something, or are you just feeling mellow just because?
No, I'm just naturally just feeling mellow.
Okay, I'm just checking, just checking. All right, all right, all right. So listen, ladies, living single in your city. So let me ask you before we get started tonight. If you're living single in your city, tell me how you're living it. Like, you're living it high, you're living it low, you're in tears about it. How is it that you're living single in your city? Talk to me. You holding your city down, or is your city holding you down? How are you living single? And we're going to start with 203. How are you living single in your city?
I am living
single.
Can
you guys hear me? Because I was talking last time and y'all hung up on me.
All right, go ahead, 203.
I'm living single by just doing me and being single and being fabulous. So.
All right, all right. Being single and being fabulous. She's living single in her city. Going back out to 404 over there in Georgia. How are you living single in your city?
I got married today.
So you're not living single anymore?
No, I'm not single.
Okay, well, I was so glad that you dialed in tonight. We'll let you ride it out with us for 24 hours, and then you have to dial into the marriage line.
Let me stop playing with y'all. I am definitely loving the single life. Dang, I just dropped my phone in the water. But I know, right? But that's what I get for playing with y'all. But you know, I'm definitely repping all the singles out here in the state of Georgia.
Okay. Okay, so the whole state?
Yeah, I'm a rep the whole state.
All right, all right, all right. Erica, talk to us. Living single in your city, how's it going?
It's going so bad that I went celibate, and I don't even date or talk to guys anymore. It's just too many clowns and not enough kings. So I've just been focusing on me. Focus on building my own streams of income and working on going fully vegan. And that's about it. Just working on my mind, body, and soul so I can be all the way together, so when the right king does come along, I'll be ready for him as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with emphasis on working on herself, mind, body, and soul, I can't do nothing but respect that. Thank you so much for sharing. And tonight, you guys, we're talking about the LGBT, raising awareness, and bullying. Does anyone know what LGBTQ means?
That's a lesbian, gay, LGBT, trans. I forgot all the letters. I just know queer, like anyone who's pretty
bisexual.
Much
bisexual.
Yeah, bisexual.
Yeah, LGBTQ.
Not,
what does it mean? LGBTQ.
Lesbian, lesbian, bisexual.
LBG, gay. Q, queer.
G queer. Is transgender. Q is queer.
Okay. All right, all right, all right. All right, well, this month, we're definitely talking about LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer. And I know there has been some different changes with what it actually means. And June is actually the month of this. It says, LGBTQ Pride Month occurs in the United States to commemorate the Stonewall Riots, which occurred at the end of June in 1969. As a result, many Pride events are held during this month to recognize the impact LGBT people have had in the world. And a couple of things I want to share with you guys tonight as we start talking about this. All right, interesting facts, not sure if you know. Did you know that 1 in 3 children experience some form of bullying? 9 in 10 of LGBT students experience harassment at school and online. Over 50% of teens are victims by cyberbullying, and only 10% tell adults. I want you guys to think about that for a minute. So tonight we're talking about raising awareness about the LGBT community and bullying. Okay, so let me ask you all a question. When you hear LGBTQ, can you tell me, are you familiar with it? Are you a part of it? You know, where does this stand in your life in reference to affiliation on any level? Or any of your friends? All right, talk to us, 404.
Okay.
404? 404 going once. 404. All right, talk to us. 403.
What was the question?
We're going to come back to you. Go ahead, 203.
I would like to say, me being a Christian woman, I don't necessarily part in that community itself. However, I do have loved ones, close friends, coworkers who are a part of that community, and it's, you know, I embrace them just as they are, love them just as they are. It's actually also not just LGBT, it's LGBTQIA. So the last 2 IA is for intersex and asexual.
Mm-hmm.
Just found that out.
mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's like, either. You have people that you know that are a part of that community, and if you don't, it is a part of our whole entire world. So it's like, and in some form or way, you are still a part of it because it's here. You know, it's, you see it in movies, you see it in commercials, you see it in real life. Like, it's here. So we actually do play a part of it.
Absolutely. Okay. Talk to us, 404.
Well, I love the gay people, you know, and of course, I am a part of this community, so I support it 100%.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. 267?
I love all people. As long as you're loving yourself, you can accept yourself. They're not going to accept you, too. That's just how I feel. I do have an adoptive brother. We all knew he was gay since he was a kid, but still to this day, he cannot openly admit it. And I get it because we're from, you know, where we're from. nobody is openly, you got to go downtown or, like, you know, have a group of friends you can relate to from, like, where I'm from down north, so no one's open about it. I definitely feel bad what's going on with the transsexuals. That's never okay, and it would never be okay, and I just wish the black community would speak up on it. Like, that, I don't know if y'all seen it, the trans, it was just another one killed. The body found body, it's been like 4 or 5 different transgenders being killed, and it's like really sad because they're getting killed by black people. It's not even like a racial thing. It's an inter-race thing, and it's sad. Y'all helping, I feel like black people are helping white people when we're killing each other, period. And then, like, killing somebody based off their preferences, like, why does what someone else want to do with their body and someone else's sexual preferences bother you so much? That's just how I always felt. I just never care about someone else's life choices. If it's not affecting me or my daughter.
Absolutely. Let me share this with you, and as we move on, an estimated 3.5% of adults in the United States identify as lesbian, gay, or bisexual, as an estimated 0.3% of adults are transgender. This implies that approximately about 9 million LGBT Americans, a figure roughly equivalent to the population of New Jersey, among adults who identify as LGB, bisexuals comprise a slight majority, 1.8%, compared to 1.7% who identify as lesbian and gay. Women are substantially more likely than men to identify as bisexual. Bisexuals comprise more than half of the lesbian and bisexual population amongst women in 8 of 9 surveys. I want you guys to think about that for a second. And, of course, we can go on and on and on and on and on. An estimated 19 million Americans, which is 8.2%, report that they have engaged in same sexual behavior in nearly 25.6 million Americans. 11% acknowledge at least some same-sex attraction. Okay, so in reference to LGBTQTIA, as Hefe mentioned, this is here, and this is here to stay. So my question to you ladies is this. What is the problem? What is the problem with acceptance? What is the problem that there's bullying? What is the problem that people who identify, whether they're lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, et cetera, what is the problem? Why are people still being abused and bullied? Again, 9 out of 10 teens are going through being bullied. Why is this continuing to happen? All right, talk to us, 203.
Well, who knows the answer to that? I really think it stems from just not loving one another. And it's not just that community, but even just coming from someone who is heterosexual, they're bullied as well, you know? They're the same, they go through the same thing. So it's like, whatever your sexual status is, whatever, I just feel like it's stemming from, I don't know if it's stemming from ignorance, if it's stemming from just not understanding, hatred, just self-hate, whatever it is, but how would you even address the issue when it's everywhere? Where do you start, first of all?
That is definitely a good question. We're going to definitely come back to that, and we're going to talk about that as well. All right, 404. Are you there, 404? All right, 267.
Okay, I feel like it starts from people's insecurities, unhealed wounds, trauma, people being trained to hate, it's a range of things. I guess it all depends on the abuse, the attacker's background, or what happened to them. It could have been they could have got touched and something about, you know, that person makes them. Or a lot of times I feel like guys attack trans and homos because they're homophobic. It's like you're either down low and you're not ready to admit it, and you hate on the ones that are open and proud about it, or you just hating because they love themselves, and you just want a reason to hate because you hate something about yourself, and you just love how open and honest who they are and what they do. And I just feel like that's where it comes from. Like, it has nothing to do with the homosexuals and the transgenders themselves. They do absolutely nothing wrong. It's not wrong with the people who come after them. And I feel like to fix it, people got to start calling out. We got to start calling out on people. Like, if I see a group of guys messing with a homo, I do this every time I go out clubbing downtown in Philly. I already go to the same club, so people already know when I'm coming. They already know I'm out there, so leave all the transsexuals alone. I make sure I even go to clubbing with them. It's a gay club down here where they have a lit dance floor and everything. I love partying with them. The energy is awesome. So, like, I feel like it's straight people duty and anyone who's not part of that community duty to protect them when we out there. Like, how we protecting each other right now when some cop or something or someone is attacking us, we need to do the same for them. And it has to start, like, in every neighborhood. But the thing is, people are sheep following their herd, so it's more cool to sit back and watch it happen rather than step in.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Erica, so much for sharing that. That's real.
I just want to know.
You said what now?
To what Erica was saying, because that's very true. And I feel like as a whole, it's everybody's job. I mean, I remember some time back, some transsexuals within the community, they had a lot of hatred towards heterosexual women. I remember there was like this big thing going on in Facebook and how they felt that we as women weren't real compared to them. And they felt that there was some post that was circulating and going viral, and it was basically trans versus heterosexual women. And they were saying how the only reason why we're real is because we can bleed. So there was like this big argument going on. It got really nasty, really nasty. And I was just so shocked because it's like, it's not just them being bullied, but it's also, it's heterosexual women being bullied as well. So,
understand.
It's a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. And we just had someone else join us tonight. Welcome to the call. Just state your name and the state you're calling from, please.
Yes, my name is Juju, and I'm calling from California.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining. How did you find out about our call tonight, Juju?
Well, I was just looking for something to listen to tonight, and you are the lucky commentary.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm Tawanda, and this is our nightly call for Living Single in Your City. And are you a single person?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So if I may ask, how is your journey? How are you living single in your city? Are you embracing it? Are you struggling with it? How are things going in the life of a woman that's living single out in Cali?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
would you elaborate
everything,
on that a little bit?
Well, the reason I say beautiful is because everything is in order spiritually and mentally. So, I understand my singlehood. I embrace it, and it is the best life for me. I'm not a person, and I thank the goddess that I came into the knowledge of myself, because I realized I'm not necessarily a traditional relationship person. So I'm not one of those people that could live happily ever after with someone in the same house every night, every day. I think it's a beautiful thing, but I'm just one of those people. It's not for me. But my reason for calling in, can I elaborate on your discussion regarding
absolutely.
Why
absolutely.
People bully gay folks. Okay, so let me say this firstly. I think what we are forgetting to recognize is that in America alone, these United States, this container, there are at least 300 million practicing Christians, right? Now, there are people mm-hmm. who believe on Christianity. They don't necessarily practice it, you know, but they believe on that spiritual well, let me not say spiritual because it's a religion. They believe upon that religious modality of Christianity. Now, having said that, we understand that they have a doctrine that speaks against same-sex relationships. But if you understand the very foundation of Christianity, it's all about the black woman. And we know that she's approximately 66 million years old, and the black man is only 28,000 years old. So that right there throws a cog in their doctrine. If that religion is based upon this black woman who was the only person on earth for millions of years, they were obviously in relationships with one another millions of years before anyone else came along. And I know that's hard for you all to believe, but trust me, I wouldn't lie to you. That's something that I know. So what I'm saying here is that we have to take into consideration that people have been indoctrinated by religion. And so you have people who have been going to Sunday school. They sit up under a preacher who is down low most of the time, and he's giving them these scriptures and these understandings that teach against same-sex relationships. But the primary reason that doctrine exists is because the woman tends to come into more station, more money, and the man is usually hypergamous in the relationship. So the old Christian pantheon, or how do I say, the administrators of this religion thought that, what can we do to keep property and holdings from going into the woman's hands? And so this is what they did. That's one facet of it. But again, I'm saying we can't leave out that people are indoctrinated with religion, and they believe on that, and they act upon it. And when you talk to them and you explain to them the biological and anthropological defects in Christianity, they change the subject. They can only argue the Bible with the Bible. But see, you can't argue with a book with me with one book, and that's all you got. I'm going to need some more stuff. You see what I'm saying? But lastly, I want to say this, and I predicted this 5 years ago. I'm so proud of myself. I want to tell you what the new power couple is going to be. In the next 5 years, you're going to see it manifest probably, I'm going to say, tenfold. You are going to see black women in conjugal, serious relationships with black women, and they're going to be power couples. Put your money on that. I haven't been wrong yet.
That was definitely powerful. It's amazing that you were strolling through Blog Talk and found us, and I definitely appreciate you sharing that. And that's what this platform is for. It's not just for one person to sit and talk and share. It's for us to be able to dialogue and have conversations. So, California, thank you so much for sharing that. And this is an open call because tonight we're talking about raising awareness in the LGBTQ community, and because there's so much bullying and so many different things that's going on, I want to share a few things that here that talks about what can we do to be able to actually help. But does anyone have any comments in reference to what you just heard our sister say, or anything else? When you think about the LGBT community, the different things that's going on, because this is a month. You know, a lot of times everything has its month. Last month was mental health and mental illness month. This month is the LGBT community month. So anyone else have anything else they want to share, any thoughts, any experiences? Do you have any friends that that are in the community that's been bullied, that's had a certain type of situation? I think Erica was mentioning this earlier. I've actually known of people that's been trans. I actually have two people that I know good friends of mine that have families have that were trans and they were actually murdered because of it. Bullying gone wrong, bullying that turned into murder. So, yeah, there's been so many different types of hate crimes because someone doesn't look a certain way or some people just don't really understand. And people are going through this. And the thing is, if someone is not hurting anyone, why are you hurting them? Why are you bullying them? Why are you trying to kill them? So we have to get some type of handle on this because 9 out of 10 teens, as it says in statistics, are actually being bullied just because of their sexual preference. How do you guys feel about that, though? Just to know that someone's different and they're being bullied for it. They're being taken advantage, and some people are actually being killed.
I think it's not to take away from why they're getting bullied, but I deal with bullying with my daughter. Cause my daughter is a plus size because her dad, we've been dealing with kids calling her names to the point where my daughter don't want to go to school, me having to want to kick some kids in the neck or punch the parents in the face. But it's just like I told Gabby, it's like I tell my daughter Gabby, we got to, like, kill the hate with love, but we got to go, like, 10 times harder because hate is so strong and it's such a trend now amongst my generation. This is exactly why I'm staying single because too many things that involve you to hop on a hate train that's trending or and it's not popular, it's not cool. That's why I don't have no friends around here because I'm not mixed with cosign. And I feel like how black people are mad that white people stay silent on the racial things. I think black silence is just as bad as the white silence on our black trans getting killed and just the bullying period. So I told my daughter is away for a month, but I told her when she get back, I'm going to go to, like, the neighborhood rec centers. I just know where to go from, like, where I'm at in the hood to go where I know the trans are at, and then downtown where I go clubbing at to give out flyers. I'm going to start, like, having game nights to make them feel like they're comfortable, could be accepted, and it's a cool place. Rec centers are a good solution because they allow you to have a birthday party. Not to mention they're not going to be prejudiced against any crowd as long as they're getting paid. So that's what me and my daughter are going to do. Because we're used to being outcasts. Like, I'm a spiritual person. People think I talk crazy or I am crazy. Like, in March, I told everyone, I predicted the school shutdowns, the city shutdown. I told everyone by June. I said by June, or like, is it, I say after April, after April, everything, instead of getting 2 weeks, I said they're going to shut down everything month by month. And nobody didn't believe me. Everybody kept calling me a conspiracy theorist, but it's just like, my source is not media. Media is run by the government, that's first. My source is Father Universe, Mother Nature, and I'm just different. So I embrace my differences, and since I'm strong enough, I want to help others be strong enough to embrace their difference. Because they're so used to hiding it, and they just need that push. They need people who aren't like them to come to them and make them feel like they are one of them. It is okay to have our differences. I feel like that's what we need to do. We got to come to them. They're not going to come to us. I feel like we got to take that step, be the bigger person.
Okay. All right. One thing I want us to gear to as we go into our last 10-12 minutes of this call tonight is raising awareness of the LGBT community and bullying. What are some things we can do to raise awareness or be able to help, whether you're in the community or not? What are some things we can do to be a part of the solution and not the problem? All right, 404, talk to us. 404, are you there? All right, 203.
2-0-3. I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
Yeah, wait one second.
My
ahead.
Suggestion is.
Yeah, just wait. I'm going to come to you. I just want to make sure I let 203 go ahead and go.
Oh, no, she can go because I'm processing my answer. So.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Miss California.
Okay, my suggestion is this. While I'm not a part of the community, I do have family members who are. And here's one thing that I noticed. A lot of times there's a lack of integrity where social interactions are concerned. And so here's what I'm saying. With the women, I noticed that it's not as bad. And I agree with you. This thing is just like a cancer with the abuse of trans people. And I think what happens there is that we live in a culture that is syncopated in toxic masculinity. And so they set the standard of what is masculine and what is feminine. So when they detect anything outside of those confines in gender and how people are presenting themselves, they rally against it. And when I talk about integrity, what I'm talking about is people in the community need to hold one another accountable about being their authentic selves and being honest about the bullying. Because I have a nephew who is gay, and he's not honest about the bullying that goes on. Like, he's attracted to straight men, and they are very abusive to him. Now, they'll be with him on the down low, but they just they treat him horribly. But you see, he doesn't talk about that, and I think it gives them ammunition to be disrespectful in public. See, because if you let somebody talk greasy to you in private and treat you any kind of way, they're definitely going to do it in public. So
you
I'm saying I tell him, you owe it to the people in your community to not deal with people like that and make them uncomfortable disrespecting you. If you lay down with somebody that disrespects you, you're agreeing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the people in your community with you. So when he's out and he saw one of these guys and they were doing mean things to him in the club, I'm not going to go into it, but I said to him, but you accepted that behavior in private and your friends don't know that. Your friends don't even know that you knew him. So that's the kind of duplicitous attitude I'm talking about. Be your authentic self and stop laying down and getting down with people who disagree with you and dislike you.
Absolutely.
I hope that makes sense to you.
Integrity is necessary. And that's real. And just really to reiterate, hey, and you're accepting that out in behind the closed doors, you're accepting that out in public. You're not even vocalizing it, and so many people are going through that, and it's going to continue to happen if people don't speak up, people don't raise awareness, because a lot of people just don't know. So no, I'm with you definitely on that, absolutely. How about you, Erica? What are some of the things we can do to help with raising awareness? Erica, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on mute. But like I was saying, like when I go out and I stop it and I address it in person, because I already know that the guys in my, I know they are not about nothing. They can't do nothing. But it's like I call people out on it. I feel like the only way to stop it is to be as open as the attacks are and as loud as the attacks are. Attack the attacker with insult their intelligence, like make them feel just as dumb and as stupid and as low as they actually are. That's what I do. I ask them questions like, so why is what they're wearing, what they're talking, if that's not your type, then why are you looking at them? Why are you watching them? Why are you paying so much attention to it? You must be into it. Why are you not paying attention to these females out here? I make guys feel dumb when they're giving these transsexuals and just anyone from the LGBT community their energy in a negative way. I'm like, well, you must be into it because you're paying them so much mind. Like, if it's not something you into, I know I don't pay attention to nothing I don't like. I don't go near. I don't talk to nobody I don't like. But you must really like it because you're giving it all of your time and energy. And they don't have no rebuttals after that. They just get mad and they storm off because that's all they can do. So it carries me out, but I don't care because then my mission is accomplished because they leave the people alone. So that's what I do.
Absolutely. Now, one thing I'm sorry, go ahead, Erica.
No, I just put my smart mouth to use when it comes to helping defend others.
Absolutely. And listen, I want to say to Sister out in Cali, I definitely hope you're definitely plugged back in. We're going to do a segment talking about Download Brothers in a couple of weeks, and you mentioned and touched on that. But really, I want to also talk about different things we could actually do because this is a problem, and this is not the only problem. This just happens to be what we're talking about tonight. But, of course, we have so many different issues and problems that we're dealing with in society. But in reference to this community and raising awareness and understanding bullying, a couple things that I want to share that we can do, and then we'll go out any closing suggestions, thoughts, and comments. Is number one, don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions about people's sexual orientation or gender identity. People are who they are. What does that have to really do with you? If we're friends or we're associates or we're doing business together, your orientation, your gender identity, that's irrelevant, okay? So let's not make assumptions. The next thing is speak out against homophobia, transphobia, anti-LGBTQ harassment, and anything like that. If you're around people and someone's making fun of someone else, hey, say something. Hey, that's not funny. You shouldn't do that. You know, especially if it's someone that you know. Now, of course, you have to be careful these days. I'm not saying say something to a stranger and they turn around and blow your brains out. But if you're around someone and that's a friend or an associate and they're making fun of someone else, speak up. Let them know it's not cool or it's not funny. Treat people how you want to be treated. Also, speak out against anti-gay slurs. People always say, oh, you're fag, oh, you're queer. Everyone is not the same. We all have differences. We have to be respectful because we have no idea what someone is going through. If I did the research on people that were gay or trans that actually committed suicide because of bullying, we'll probably be shocked. So we have to be aware. Attend events. You know, some people may say, listen, now I'm not going to attend the event. Now I'm not going to discriminate, but I'm not going to attend the event. That's to each his own. But there are a lot of events in the community for the LGBTQ and that people can actually attend. It does not mean that you're gay if someone is worried about that for you to attend the event. It's just really a matter of support. Also, you can read and learn about an issue and discuss issues. Become a part of the conversation. It's going to be healthy because you never know. Even if it's not you, it could be someone in your family, someone that you love, someone that you care about, that's going through this. You want to be able to help them. You want to be able to understand. And even you can wear and display buttons, stickers, posters, sweaters. There was even something on Facebook probably last year, the year before, where I think maybe last June, where everybody changed their picture to, like, the rainbow. I think Facebook was actually recognizing it. You know, those are just some ways you can support because, again, you can still stand in solidarity even if it's not you. So those are just some things to be mindful of because what's most important is we want to stand against discrimination. We want to stand against people treating someone differently because of their sexual orientation, what they actually prefer. So as we wrap up tonight in the last couple minutes, I want to hear what your thoughts are. I want to hear how you're feeling in reference to raising awareness, in reference to this topic in specific, because this is something that single people go through as well as married people. All right. So what's your final closing thoughts or suggestions in reference to this? I'm going to go out to 404 if you're still on the line and you have any closing comments. 404.
Well, I definitely am on the line. And it's crazy because I actually been talking about my, I guess my phone is on mute. I'm not sure what's going on. However, I have definitely enjoyed this call tonight. And it's very informative. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, the hurt and pain that they could cause someone just because of their sexual preference. And I just hope and pray that one day that, you know, they will realize that, you know, they have feelings as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Nicole. How about you, 203?
The only thing I just want to add to that is that we as a whole, whether we are involved within the community or not, we have to hold ourselves accountable. We have to be mindful. We have to be sensitive. We have to support. We have to educate ourselves and be there for the community, play a part in the community. So, you know, you have to put that love in there and be genuine about it. So that's all I have to say.
Well, definitely thank you for that. All right, how about you, Ms. Callie?
Okay, well, my final thoughts are going to be this. I agree with you and I want to bullet point everything you said, right? I'm not going to reiterate it, but I'm simply saying I agree with everything you said. Also, I want to add to that, to the trans people who are experiencing this horrendous behavior, tell someone, tell someone outside of your community so that we can know, because you never know who knows who. It may be someone bullying you, who is someone else's neighbor, or someone who's over a rec center. So then people can approach them and say, hey, listen, you're doing this to somebody, and I disagree with this. I don't like it, and I need for you to change, like, right now. You know, tell somebody, hashtag tell someone. And I want to add this. This is very important. So y'all just bear with me. I'm going to be very, very brief.
Go ahead.
In order for us, all of us collectively, male, female, however we identify, before we can come into the knowledge of ourselves and identify with a certain gender, right, we first have to come through a vagina. And me as a black woman, I would be lacking if I did not say that black women are being killed every 19 hours. We need to do something about this. LGBT community, straight community, we need to do something about these murders. I want you to think about that. We all come from the womb of some woman. And if they're killing mama, there is no hope for any of us, regardless to how we identify. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for sharing. And Ms. Erica?
I second everything her. She says, before I go in, Miss California, I would love if you sent a friend request to the single page, because I definitely want to follow you and learn more from you. You seem really spiritually in tune and aligned with yourself, and I can only learn more from you. But back to the trans problem, like I said, we got to, like, be the leading example. We can't just wait or try to, like, accumulate a group of people. You just have to go be that one that do it, try to make it look cool, maybe, like, post how people posting their text, sitting back watching the videos, video yourself for approaching a problem, and however you would decide to address the problem, and then add a caption with a hashtag to it when you, you know, be like, taking up a trans challenge, something like that. Like, that's what I'm thinking about it, because I know I'm not like a, I'm definitely not a trendsetter. I've never been one to follow the masses, so I'm better off standing alone. But I know the only way to get through to my generation today, because they're so sweet and so bent on whatever social media and is getting reposted, you just got to make it look, be trendy and in a way funny. And I feel like hashtags make everyone want to watch the video. So I think that's a great way to get people in tune. How they got those Karens going wild for the racist white folks. We can do, somebody can do something like that. And then, like, add all the videos of us approaching the people, the attackers, something like that, I feel like.
Okay. Well, that was definitely
all
great.
War, but we got to fight it with a new technique. Because it's definitely an old war, but we just got to figure out new techniques.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And listen, we're out of time, and you guys have been phenomenal. I thank you and appreciate so much for your thoughts, for your feedback. This is Tawanda with Living Single in Your City. You can find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America. That's LIVIN. Leave that G off, okay? That's Living Single Across America. On Instagram, it is Living Single AA, as in apple. And I appreciate that. And tonight's topic was about raising awareness of the LGBTQ community, as well as talking about bullying. And hopefully you'll join us back tomorrow. We're here each and every night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're over in California, that's going to be 7:30 your time. We definitely love to have you back. And tomorrow's topic is actually talking about date rape. Is this just a single thing? We're going to talk about date rape, how it happens, who it happens to, and different things someone can do to safeguard themselves to prevent it from actually happening. Until the next time, ladies, thank you so much for your time. Be safe. And remember, together we can. Have a good night, everyone.